wanna hug you. I wanna hug. Hey, how about you? Well, let's hug. You know I'd love to. I wanna hug, 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 hug. I wanna hug in the morning to start my day. I wanna hug just to tell me everything's okay. I wanna hug in the evening when the day is done. I wanna hug anytime cause it's so much fun. A hug is a smile with all your arms. A hug is a spell like a magic charm. A hug's just a thing to make you feel better. A hug feels good in any kind of weather. I wanna hug, I wanna hug you. I wanna hug, hey, how about you? Well, let's hug. You know I'd love to. I wanna hug, I wanna hug, I wanna hug. A hug says more than words can say. A hug is free, you don't have to pay. Any occasion for a hug will do. There's a hug for me, there's a hug for you. You can hug your family, you can hug your friends. You can hug your dog if you think you can. You can hug anybody, anywhere. You can even hug your teddy bear. I wanna hug, I wanna hug you. I wanna huggly, huggly, huggly do. Let's hug, you know I'd love to. I wanna hug, I wanna hug, I wanna hug. Mouth trumpet! Hug is love, love is hug. You can't find too many, you can't get enough. I have a special hug here just for you. It comes with these words, I love you. I wanna hug, I wanna hug you. I wanna hug, hey, how about you? Let's hug, you know I'd love to. I wanna hug, hug, huggly dog. I wanna hug, I wanna hug you. I wanna hug you and you and you. Let's hug, you know I'd love to. I wanna hug, I wanna hug, I wanna hug. I wanna hug, I wanna hug you. I wanna hug, hey, how about you? Well, let's hug. You know I'd love to. I wanna hug, hug, huggly dug.
That's Glenn McFarlane with I Wanna Hug, live at Folk Music Ontario.
Give yourselves a hug.
I'm Jan Hall for Folk Roots Radio. It's Saturday. We have been here, I think, since Thursday, but it feels like it's longer because it's really been nonstop music, some of the most amazing musicians, not just in Ontario, but across Canada, come together for this conference once a year. Now, Glenn's actually a New Brunswicker, but he now makes his home in Brampton. That song, I Wanna Hug, is actually a kid's song, and it has a wonderful video. And I think you said that that was probably one of the most popular songs you put out there, isn't it?
Indeed. It's funny how it works that way. Sometimes you write a song in 20 minutes, literally, and it becomes your biggest hit. When I was at university, I had a wonderful landlady, and she gave me a sheet listing all the benefits of hugs, and I kept that posted to our fridge. And one day I was doing dishes, I just kind of turned my head a little bit and looked at the thing, and next thing I know, I jot that thing out in 20 minutes, and now it's my so-called biggest hit. It's got my most number of hits on YouTube. Like, other puppeteers have covered it. It's even been used in a demonstration. We had a hug-in a few years ago at a local school in Brampton that caught some media attention.
Well, that actually is great news because, interestingly, and this is a wonderful aside, but the puppeteer who made the video with Glenn, Deb Murray, is actually a friend of mine, and we actually were working with puppets together in Guelph when I was living there. We used to do puppet shows together. And she always talked very highly of that song and how much fun she had making it.
Well, Deb is, I think that's the reason it's such a popular video, actually, is because of the puppets. The puppets, everybody loves puppets, their kids. Deb is a wonderful puppeteer, and she did a really good job. We recorded it in a kind of a fun house in Guelph. Deb brought out a large selection of her puppets, and I think that's what really makes the video work. You got people, you got monsters, you got dogs, and they're all just enjoying hugs.
Yeah, but definitely check out the video. You can find it on our website at folkrootsradio.com. Just follow the links. Glenn McFarlane, it's great to have you joining us in the studio. you've been making music for a long time. I mean, you describe yourself as a veteran singer-songwriter.
Oh, yeah.
You're also very involved in the Brampton Folk Club. We'll talk about that a little later. Tell us a little bit about how you got into music, though.
Oh, gosh. Well, I'm a Maritimer. I mean, I grew up surrounded by music. You know, there was always music. You know, you talk about your kitchen parties and the likes of that. I was an Army brat, so we moved all over Eastern Canada, and there was always music. My dad used to play in dances. My mom used to sing all around the house. So it's no surprise there that it kind of rubbed off on me a little bit.
So you write your own songs, but most of your own songs, I mean, my sense is that you really enjoy writing songs that engage the audience, that they can either sing along with or, you know, start to get a really good feeling about the song.
Yeah, music is fun and happy is how I view it. It's entertainment. I don't call myself a singer-songwriter so much as I call myself an entertainer. And part of that is getting the audience involved in the song. So I try to write songs that kind of have a sort of a sing-along chorus that people can sing, so, you know, like the Hug song that we just did a minute ago, and get them involved in the music. That's very important to me.
No, that's great. So you just put out a new CD, Time to Kill. Tell us a little bit about that album.
That album continues along my lines of a celebration of life, if you like. This one kind of has relations to some of my favorite leisure activities. So there's a lot of songs about making music on there. There's a couple of sports songs on there. There's a song about, you know, missing my native province of New Brunswick. Fun things like that, I guess, is what it's really all about. I picked Time to Kill. I don't normally do covers, but it's always been one of my favorite songs by the band. And I sort of thought that thematically it really fit with some of the stuff that we were doing on the album.
Well, we're not going to play that song just now because I want to focus on some of your material.
Thank you.
And I thought it would be fun to get you to play another song live for us. And the song Newfoundland 911, interesting story about what happened after 9/11 in relation to the support provided by the people of Uganda and Newfoundland. Do you want
Indeed.
To talk about why you wanted to write that song?
I do. I very much want to do. Obviously, everybody knows about September 11th. And when September 11th happened, it was a terrible thing. And a lot of folk musicians wrote a lot of great songs about September 11th. Myself, I kind of turned my back to it. I figured it was kind of the States' problem at the time. And then a few years later, I heard what happened in Gander, Newfoundland. I lived in Gander when I was a little boy. And it was a major important Air Force base because it was the last stop for the planes to refuel before they crossed the Atlantic one way or the other. Back in the 60s, the planes needed all the fuel they can get across. As a result of that, it had just one runway, but it was a very long one. It needed to be long for the jets that were coming across at the time. And that came in handy September 11th, 2001, when the airspace was closed for the very first time. And you had thousands of planes stuck in the air trying to find a place to land. This little town of Gander, Newfoundland, population 6,000, took in over 6,000. Stranded plane passengers. I thought that was a fantastic story. I'm very proud of my Canadian. I'm proud of living in Gander. And that really struck a nerve with me. And I wanted to write about that and celebrate the way that Canadians help each other.
So let's play that just now. This is Glenn McFarlane with Newfoundland 911 from his new album, Time to Kill.
Come gather round, boys. Let's pull together, gather around, lads. There's work to be done. Women and men, old and the young, they need us all to answer the call of Newfoundland 911. I couldn't believe it when I first heard the news. But I saw the Twin Towers collapse on the tube. The airspace was closed for the very first time, with thousands of planes still in the sky. The domestics were brought down as fast as they could, but those over the Atlantic, they needed to reroute. With Gander, the closest airport around, built big enough to bring them all down. Come gather round, boys. Let's pull together. Gather around, lads. There's work to be done. Women and men, old and the young, they need us all to answer the call of Newfoundland 911. The last shift returned without being called to help in the tower and deal with them all. Dozens of planes from all around the world gathering here while chaos unfurled. Hour after hour down the single runway, 39 planes descended that day. 6,500 passengers and crew, and where we could keep them, nobody knew. The school bus drivers were all off on strike, but they put down their signs to help with the plight, and shuttled the passengers all across town to school halls and churches, whatever we found. Come gather round, boys, let's pull together. Gather around, lads, there's work to be done. Women and men, old and the young, they need us all to answer the call of Newfoundland 911. The townsfolks and merchants came out in droves and brought food and blankets and secondhand clothes, and worked round the clock to attend to our guests, to help give them comfort and places to rest. We offered them showers inside our homes, let them contact their families by computer or phone. Canadian Tire let them have things for free. Prescriptions were filled by the town's pharmacy. From hours to days, our guests became friends, and we took them to shop and for coffee at Tim's, and made a fine dinner of homemade moose stew. Then it's off to the pub for a song and the brew. Then on the fourth day, we were finally cleared to put all the planes back in the air. We loaded them up with tearful goodbyes and wished them good luck with the rest of their lives. The whole world changed when the towers went down, and the heroes were there saving lives on the ground. But up here in Gander, we did all we can for the plain people stranded in Newfoundland. Come gather round, boys, let's pull together. Gather around, lads, there's work to be done. Women and men, old and the young, they need us all to answer the call. Come gather round, boys, let's pull together. Gather around, lads, there's work to be done. Women and men, old and the young, they need us all to answer the call of Newfoundland 911.
That's Glenn McFarlane with Newfoundland 911 from his new album, Time to Kill. Glenn's our special guest for Folk Roots Radio at Folk Music Ontario today, playing live for us in the studio.
Thank you. I was going to mention, I've been playing that song a lot, of course, lately, with September 11th just happening, and also doing a lot of sesquicentennial shows. This summer, I had the pleasure of playing that at the Canterbury Folk Festival, and the group that was on two after us was RPR, Rob Ritchie, Al Ritchie, Al Parrish, and Steve Ritchie, and they were kind enough to join me on the chorus of that one, and I was kind of tickled about that. So that's up on YouTube as well. You can hear RPR. Some of your fans might know them.
From
Tanglefoot.
Exactly.
Yeah, and they did some great harmonies in that on the video.
No, that's great. We're going to play another song live in a few moments, but I did want to give you a chance to talk about your work with the Brampton Folk Club, because folk clubs are really important, obviously, for aspiring artists, for people who are trying to make their living as full-time musicians. Tell us a little bit about your involvement in the folk club and how important it is to you to be able to provide a venue for people to play.
Well, we formed the folk club in 1997 when we saw a void in the Brampton area. There was lots of community groups. Indeed, I was playing with the Brampton Concert Band at the time with the old clarinet. And I looked around and they had concert bands and orchestras and musical theater groups. But there was no real folk music scene. And I thought I'd like to do something about that. So we started a folk club. We started having monthly meetings, which eventually led to doing a lot of community events, playing in the park and things like that. And next thing I know, we're running a folk festival for 9 years right in downtown Brampton. And to this day, we now have a monthly concert series. We call them coffee house style concerts, where we have tables and chairs and we serve desserts and stuff, and we bring in some of the best artists from all over Southern Ontario and beyond, just to bring some great folk music to Brampton.
You also, I think you put out CDs as well, don't you, of music of people who play?
Yeah, we have a large number of artists within the folk club. One way to recognize them is to put out compilation CDs. So we've done three of them so far, the last one being for our 15th anniversary, which, my word, is already 5 years ago. And it gives the DJs an opportunity to hear some of the artists they might not otherwise. We hand them out as promotional business cards, if you like, there to people who are considering booking the folk club, so they can help decide the best artists for their event.
That's great. Now, how can people get more information on the folk club?
Our website is our best source, www.bramptonfolk.ca. It's pretty straightforward there. We got a list of our artists, list of our upcoming events, including our Friday Folk Night concert series.
If people want to learn more about your music, how can they do that?
My website, glennmcfarland.ca. Now, Glenn has two N's, and I'm a Mick, not a Mac, and a Lane, not a Land. So, glennmcfarlane.ca.
That's great. Well, it's been great to have you join us. Now, one of the things you do in your own songs is you're very big on Canadiana. I mean, which actually I think is really starting to become its own genre. I think a lot of people are out there starting to sing more and more songs about Canada. They've always been there, but I think people are recognizing the value of that. You produced a great song this year, Hey Canada, for Canada Day and obviously for the 150th anniversary. Tell us a little bit about that song, and let's talk about the video as well.
Okay. Well, the song came about through a songwriting retreat that I go to as often as I can. That's put on by James Gordon and Catherine Wheatley. And when you go to a songwriting retreat on a Friday night, they give you a list of possible songs, or song topics, rather, for you to write about. And I was scanning the list, thinking, been there, done that. There's no way I'm doing that one. And right at the very bottom, they said, write a song for Canada's sesquicentennial. And I've written a lot of songs about my native province of New Brunswick, but I've never considered writing one for Canada before. And by the time I was done my soup that evening, I already had a chorus in my head. And I went home that night to my hotel room and opened up a bottle of Glenfiddich and just started writing about, you know, my 50-something years worth of experiences in Canada, and kind of gave a little off-the-cuff salute to my native country.
And it's a great song, and the video as well. Tell us, because the video is very engaging, and I think it really shows to me, what Canada's all about. You know, it really, the fact that Canada is a great community, that we welcome everybody, and we support people. And, you know, we're living in a world, I think, where more and more people seem to be accepting that it's okay not to like other people, of, you know, who may be different.
I knew right away that I wanted to do a video for it. Somebody actually said I should do a kid's book for it, but I was more comfortable doing YouTube videos. And I thought, well, we need some sort of a side plot. You just can't have me just sitting there singing about it. And what I thought would be important was, what do kids of today think of our native country of Canada? And so I recruited a friend of mine who got some youngsters there to present artwork, make artwork about what they think of Canada, and we use that as a backdrop for the video for the song.
And that was it. Was that in a youth center?
It was in a local art gallery, actually. Yeah, run by a local arts community group that the Brampton Folk Club works with.
Yeah, check out the video on the website if you've not had a chance to see it. This is Glenn McFarlane with Hey Canada, and you're listening to Folk Roots Radio at the Folk Music Ontario Conference.
Hey Canada, you've been good to me. Hey Canada, true nor strong and free. Long live Canada, sea to sea to sea. Canada, you're for me. Well, listen up, Canada, I wrote a song for you. You're a century and a half, but look barely 82. We've two official languages to wish you a good day, and like to end our sentences with hey, we could talk about our history. I'm sure there's tales to tell, but let's talk about the weather. That's something we do well. We've got Humidex and wind chill, snow and freezing rain, but still we try not to complain too much. Hey Canada, you've been good to me. Hey Canada, the true nor strong and free. Long live Canada, from sea to sea to sea. Hey Canada, you're for me. Well, as for our geography, I'd say we're big and wide. Rocky Mountains and the prairies, and it's just on the west side. Well, all along the east coast is your great Atlantic shore. Make it back, Gala province, cause you adore. And up there in the Arctic, you can see the northern lights. And sometimes around Nunavut, the sun stays up all night. And there's places in Newfoundland with really strange names whose origins still can't be explained. Hey Canada, our home and native land. Hey Canada, united we stand. Long live Canada, your wish is my command. Cause Canada, I'm a fan. Yes, I am. Well, we may be pretty big, but in some ways we're still small. You can call our buck a loony, and we won't complain at all. We love hockey and poutine, maple syrup, beer, and Tim's. We've always got a helping hand to lend. Hey Canada, you've been good to me. Hey Canada, the true nor strong and free. Long live Canada, from sea to sea to sea. Hey Canada, you're for me. Up a notch. Hey Canada, you've been good to me. Hey Canada, the true nor strong and free. Long live Canada, from sea to sea to sea. Hey Canada, you're for me.
That's Glenn McFarlane for Folk Roots Radio at Folk Music Ontario. And that is a song that I will play at least once a year. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much, Jan. That was great.